Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 11, David and Abigail typifying the warring Christ and the warring Church. Monday, related verses. 1 Samuel 25, verse 28. Please forgive the transgression of your female servant, for Jehovah will no doubt make a sure house for my Lord, because my Lord fights the battles of Jehovah. And no evil will be found in you throughout your days. Matthew 12, verse 3. But he said to them, Have you not read what David did when he became hungry and those who were with him? 1 Samuel 25, verses 39 through 42. And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, Blessed be Jehovah, who has pleaded the cause of my reproach at the hand of Nabal, and who has withheld his servant from evil-doing. And Jehovah has returned the evil-doing of Nabal upon his own head. And David sent men to propose to Abigail that he might take her to himself as wife. And when David's servants came to Abigail at Carmel, they spoke to her, saying, David has sent us to you to take you to himself as wife. And she rose up and fell on her face to the ground. And she said, Here is your female servant as a slave to wash the feet of my Lord's servants. And Abigail hurried and rose up, and she rode on a donkey with her five young women following her. And she went after the messengers of David, and she became his wife. Related reading, David is the most thorough type of Christ revealed in the Old Testament, covering the longest period of time. The New Testament also clearly reveals that David typifies Christ. Hence, David's wife is a type of the church. David had at least three wives. One was Michal, Saul's daughter, and one was Ahinoam. These two, however, do not possess any features typifying the church. Only Abigail possesses a feature typifying the church. Abigail's previous husband shows how evil our old man is in forsaking Christ. Abigail's previous husband was Nabal, which means fool. Nabal despised, rejected, and opposed David at the time of his destitution. This typifies that our nature rejects Christ, despises Christ, and opposes Christ. One day, however, Nabal was struck down and he died. This provided Abigail the opportunity to become David's wife. This indicates that when our corrupted nature, which forsook Christ, rejected Christ, and despised Christ, was struck down, we became Christ's counterpart who follows him in the midst of sufferings, fighting for the kingdom of God. In 1 Samuel 25, verses 2 through 9, David sought help from Nabal, a wealthy man. In his folly, Nabal rejected David's entreating and insulted David's servants. When David's servants told him what Nabal said, David charged each of his men to gird on his sword. Then David said, It was certainly in vain that I guarded all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that he has, for he has repaid me evil for good. May God do so to David's enemies, and even more, if I leave so much as one male of all that he has until morning. In this chapter, we see also the wisdom of Abigail, Nabal's wife, in appeasing David. She hurried and took 200 loaves of bread and 2 skins of wine and 5 sheep ready dressed and 5 measures of parched grain and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs, and she put them on her donkeys. When she saw David, she fell at his feet and said, Upon me alone, my Lord, be this iniquity. May my Lord not take this worthless man Nabal to heart. Abigail went on to ask David to please forgive the transgression, and then she concluded, saying, When Jehovah has done to my Lord according to all the good he has spoken concerning you, and has appointed you ruler over Israel, this will not be a qualm of conscience to you or a stumbling block in heart to my Lord, that you shed blood without cause or that my Lord has avenged himself. And when Jehovah has dealt well with my Lord, may you remember your female servant. David responded to Abigail's appeal by blessing Jehovah, who sent her to meet him, and also by blessing her, who kept him from entering into bloodshed and from avenging himself by his own hand. David then said to her, Go up in peace to your house. See, I have listened to your voice and have accepted your person. Here we see that David's anger was appeased by Abigail's wisdom. When Abigail told Nabal all these things, his heart died within him and he became like a stone. And about 10 days later, Jehovah struck Nabal and he died. This chapter concludes with the word regarding David's marriage to Abigail. Her beauty and wisdom caught David, and after Nabal's death, he took her as his wife.